Okay, so we're moving on to Isurim now, which is very exciting. Now that we maxed out on mitzvos of Shabbos, we'll discuss some Isurim. So one topic that comes up a lot in our day and age is dancing and clapping on Shabbos. So it seems like a pretty quick shiur, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Gimel, so the Mechaber says, Ein mitapchen lahakos kafel kaf, not allowed to clap. Below Masapkin Lahakos Kapal Yerech, you can't hit your hand onto your thigh. Below Maratin Gzera, below Maratin, you can't dance. Gzera Shemi Yitzakin Kleshir, because we make a Gzera that we're afraid that if you dance or do any of these things, you're going to end up coming to fix a musical instrument, which is Asar and Shabbos. Vafil Lahakos Be'etzbal Akarka, even taking your finger to hit it on the ground, O'al Aluach, on a board, O Achas Keneged Achas, Kederach HaMeshorim, hitting your fingers together, or lakashkesh ve'egos latinok, to hit a nut in order to calm a baby down, or lasachik bo bezug, or to shake a bell, kadesha yishtok, so that it stops crying. All of these are aser because you might come to fix a musical instrument. So to clap in a kelachar yad way, that's mutter. But everything else, all of these things, is going to be aser. So it seems pretty simple that you would not be allowed to dance or clap on Shabbos, which would seem to be problematic for a lot of people who seem to clap and dance on Shabbos. And this is not, Mechaber is not making this up, obviously. It comes off of a Mishnah in Beitza. The Mishnah in Beitza says it straight out, that Chazal made certain things aser midrabanan, mishum shvus, and one of them is that you're not allowed to dance or clap on Shabbos. So the Ramah already comes along with a heter. The Ramah says, v'had demesapkin umeraktin ha'idna, but now we look around and we see that people are clapping, and they are dancing on Shabbos, so how is this okay? There must be a reason for it. V'lo machinam behu, and we don't tell them to stop. Mushum, because mutav shiyu shogin. So the first explanation the Ramah gives as to we see people dancing and we don't tell them to stop is because we have a rule that if people are going to do something usher, better for them to do it in a shogeg fashion, where they're doing it without knowing that it's wrong, than to do it in an amazed fashion, where they will now do it anyway. So again, really it's usher. Really people shouldn't be dancing and clapping on Shabbos. The reason that we don't tell people to stop is because we have a rule that better they're going to do it anyway, so better for them to do it without knowing that it's usher, than to know that it's usher and do it anyway. So if we were to stop there, it would be the same thing as the Mechaber, that you're still stuck, you're in trouble, that there's no heter for these people that are clapping and dancing. It's just we don't stop them, because better for them to get a lesser avera than a bigger avera. Then says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim d'bizman hazeh, some say that nowadays hakol shari, it's all mutter. De'ein anu b'kiin ba'asiyas kleshir, since we don't know how to fix musical instruments, therefore, leka lemigs are shemi yisakein clay shir. So therefore, says the Ramah, since we don't really know how to fix musical instruments, there's no reason to make this gzera anymore nowadays because it's not a common thing to occur. Says the Ramah, maybe that's why we have the minug to be lenient regarding clapping and dancing and all these things, because the gzera, the reason for the gzera no longer applies, so therefore the gzera should not apply either. This chiddush of the Ramah is not his own chiddush, he's coming off of a Tosos in Beitza, where Tosos has this big chiddush, that the reason that it would be okay to clap and dance nowadays is because the whole reason for the gzera is because you might come to fix a musical instrument. But we don't know how to fix musical instruments, so the gzera doesn't apply. The reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera won't apply anymore either. So there's a big napkamini between these two reasons. Again, the first reason that the Ramah says for why we don't stop people is really it's usher, but better for them to do it in an unintentional fashion than an intentional fashion. The second reason given the Ramah is that really it's mutter nowadays. So the big nafkamini is l'chachila, what should we tell people? So according to the first svar of the Ramah, we would say don't do it. If they come to us and say, should we dance? Should we clap? We would say no, of course not, if they're going to listen to us. But according to the second one, there's much more room to be makil. So is this what we rely on? Are we relying on this Ramah, who's based off of this chiddush of the Tosos? So most poskim say that you can't really rely on this Ramah. Just to list off a few, the Taz in Yoredeya, the Machzes HaShekel there, the Yamshel Shlomo in Beitza, the Prima Gadim, the Salmas Chaim, the Shevet Alevi, they all say that we can't really rely on this Ramah. The reason we can't rely on the Ramah is because we have a general rule that even when the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera itself still applies. We don't uproot a Gzera. We have a rule called Davar Shebeminyan Sarech Mingin Achela Atiro. If Basin made a rule, so in order for us to undo the rule, we would need another Basin to come along and undo it. So it's unclear how Tosos could come along and say that this would be an exception to the rule. We find this in a couple different cases. You know, for example, why don't we blow the shofar on Shabbos? Because we're afraid that you're going to come to carry the shofar. But nowadays, points out the Bar Halacha, we don't really have Rishus HaRavim so much anymore nowadays. Besides for the fact that most communities has Eirvin, the Bar Halacha holds that most situations are really a karmelis. It's only us or Durabanan anyway. So therefore, the reason for the Gzeira no longer applies, so we should uproot the Gzeira. But we don't. And we find a lot of different instances of this, where even though the reason no longer applies, the Gzeira still applies. So it's unclear why this would be an exception. Tosos tries to compare it to Mashkin Megulin. Tries to compare it to the concept that we have, that we don't drink liquids that were left uncovered overnight. And Tosos says that we're not makfid on this anymore. So the whole reason for not drinking liquids that were left out uncovered overnight is because there might be snakes in there. So nowadays, where there's snakes aren't common, so since the reason no longer applies, the zero doesn't apply either. But that, the poskim say, is different, because the snakes case is because in the first place they only made the gzera in a situation where snakes were common. So nowadays where there's no snakes, so we wouldn't do it. But who knows that was the case regarding this gzera as well. So therefore, most poskim say that you can't really assume that just because the reason no longer applies, then the gzera doesn't apply either. It's true, we do this sometimes. For example, some poskim say, you know, relates to today, that you'd be allowed to... Ezra came along and said, you're not allowed to do laundry on Friday. You have to do laundry on Thursday. The reason is because if you're busy doing laundry on Friday, it might get too late and you'll end up running into Shabbos doing the laundry, which will be problematic. So many poskim say that nowadays, when we have a washing machine, which is quicker, or you won't be busy doing the laundry, you just push a button, you don't have to go by the edge of the river or whatever it is that you used to do laundry by. So then the reason for the gzera no longer applies, so the gzera doesn't apply either. We can do laundry on Friday. I did laundry this morning before I came here, relying on those poskim. So it is true that sometimes we say it, but it's a bit chiddish to say it. And if Tosos is the only one that comes along and says it, that when the reason no longer applies, the gzera doesn't apply either, so it'll be very difficult for us to rely on this. What?
What does that mean? Not from the land, Tosos.
I know, but when all the other Rishonim disagree, and everyone's saying that this is a huge chiddish, and so therefore it's better not to rely on them. I mean, the other examples will say where we do rely on the poskim that say that when the reason no longer applies, the gzera doesn't apply, it's more than just one Rishon that's coming along and saying it. But when one Rishon says it, we don't rely on it. Like, the Ksos HaShulchan tried to say by Refua that we should be allowed to take medicine nowadays because there's no more, we're not making medicine anymore, so the gzera shouldn't apply. But we don't accept that one. Rav Nevensol, I have in my notes that Rav Nevensol writes that when Tosos says certain dinim and gzeras don't apply by them, that means dafka in France, but not in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, sometimes we can't extend it. That's what I have in my notes. I have it from Rav Eisenstein. So I don't know where I heard it from. I didn't get to check with him because I just saw this morning in my notes. And Rav Eisenstein said that Rav Nevensol often writes that when Tosos says certain dinim or gzeras don't apply by them, that means dafka in France, but not in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, my machronim, even though according to Tosos, my machronim doesn't apply because there's no melech sdomis over there, in Eretz Yisrael it would still apply because there is melech sdomis in Eretz Yisrael.
Do you understand what you're saying?
I understand the words that I'm saying. That Tosos said when they uprooted Gzera, it was only saying that Gzera wasn't shaykh in their area, but it doesn't mean that in all countries it was true.
But does that make any sense?
Okay. No, I don't know. I'll have to ask Rabbi Zinstein.
Because the Gzera was made in Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
in Akhenami.
They were Bali Tosos in England also.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to clarify with Rabbi Zinstein.
That makes no sense.
We'll put it on the list. Things to do. So
laundry takes time anyway, even obvious.
Right. But you don't. Yeah. So that part does. But you're not by the river all afternoon.
That's true.
The Rama actually repeats himself in the Tshuvas. In his Tshuvas, in Tshuva Kufchav Hey, he says Ukvar Pashat Heter Hatipuch VaHarika B'Shabbos B'Chol Makom VaHakol Humitama Tosos VeLoshayach Gzera Zo B'Zman Hazeh. So he repeats himself in the tshuva, and he even extends it to getting married on Shabbos, that maybe it should be okay to get married on Shabbos nowadays, because the whole problem is you might come to write the ksuba, and he says the chassan doesn't know how to write a ksuba anyway, so therefore maybe that should be mutter. I don't think we say that, but again,
the rabbi writes it.
Yeah, that's but he's saying the gzera was on the chasan. Why? I don't know. So either way, we don't really, you know, it would be better not to rely on this Ramah l'chachil in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says on the back of the page, Mishnah Berurah says, "Hai lahaka b'kol kayal tipuach b'sipah v'rikad v'loal shav v'arman eskar b'siv zeh." Says you really shouldn't rely on this Ramah unless it's a makom mitzvah to not dance or clap on Shabbos. We really shouldn't be relying on this Ramah straight up. Fine. So that's the first heter, would be the heter of the Ramah, but most poskim say that we shouldn't rely on it. I once asked Rav Schechter about it, and he said, just, you know, it's a shver heter, we don't really understand why the Ramah says it, so better not to rely on it. So are there other heterim that we could rely on? Even though, again, to have the Ramah, it's not a small thing, and the Toso says it, so it's not, we shouldn't throw it away completely, but it would be better if we didn't have to rely on that on its own.
You realize if you take this to the nth degree, if you sing, maybe you should be also to sing.
So how come Chazal didn't make that Xera, yeah. But, yeah, so you have to know why they didn't think, why, well, we'll probably get to that in a moment, why they might make such a difference. So the more common approach as to why dancing is okay nowadays is not really dancing, it's just that the dancing that we do isn't actually called dancing. It's based off the Yerushalmi and Beitza. The Yerushalmi and Beitza says, Rikud hainu oker raglo achas umeniach achas. Rikud means when you don't have both feet on the ground at the same time. Rabbeinu Chananel brings this Yerushalmi as well. Some are Madaik this way in Rashi and Beitza. So a lot of poskim based on this Yerushalmi say that for sure walking around in a circle is definitely not called dancing. Rav Karp in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbaso says the minhag everywhere is to do this circle dancing after davening on Shabbos or Yom Tov, Fedesh Shabbat Brachos, because it's not called dancing. Rav Schechter tells a story where he was at a Kiruv Shabbaton one time, and there was a choreographer there, not from choreographer, and when he saw them dancing, he said, no one could call this dancing. That's like, you're just walking around in a circle, how could you call that dancing? So I don't know that we would, you know, say that Chazal, when they defined dancing, they were basing it off of a modern-day choreographer, but interesting to note anyway. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is very much adamant about this in a bunch of different svarim that bring down what Shlomo Zalman has to say in Halichos Shlomo, as well as Ma'adane Shlomo. They bring that, he says, It didn't mean stam dancing, it meant a professional dance. That which we do nowadays, you're walking around in a circle. He says, look, I'm yomtiv. We walk around the bima, and no one ever said that you can't do a hoshanos around the bima. So it's the same thing. What, you're moving a little bit quicker, depending on where you're dancing. But he says that this should be okay based off of hoshanos. So someone asked him, I don't understand, an avel is not allowed to walk around by hoshanos because of simcha. So doesn't that show that this really is dancing? Because if it wasn't dancing, then why would an avel not be allowed to walk around? So Shlomo Zalman answered that the MS ain't ba'amiras hoshanas uzman is that inyan sashimcha klal. It's just tefillin tachanunim. The reason that an avel is not allowed to walk around is zecher to the simcha that they did in the mizbeach, and there it was real simcha. So nowadays it's not real simcha, and really an avel should be able to walk around. The only reason an avel doesn't walk around is because of a zecher to the simcha that they had in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, what would be problematic? Asiyas pe'ulos miyuchado birikud. That would be aser. Having a fancy dance of some sort, or possibly if you are jumping up and down while you're dancing, so then this heter would not necessarily apply. Rav Neventhal brings this to Shlomo Zalman as well. He says it's best to avoid it when possible, but this is the heter of Rav Shlomo Zalman and others based off of this Rabbeinu Chananel. I asked Rav Schechter about it because when I would find myself in situations where everyone was dancing, so I felt bad being the only one that was standing on the side, and I asked Rav Schechter about it, and he gave one of his, yeah, maybe, but it's not, you know, we don't really know what Chazal intended, and it is a Yerushalmi, so there is definitely room to be lenient on just walking around in a circle, but there are still poskim who would say that it's best to avoid. So we have the Ramah who would say that dancing is mutter no matter what.
No, Ramah.
The Ramah, yeah, he's going to say that. He said, yeah, his second opinion in the Ramah would say that it would be okay because of this Tosfos. And then we have that it's not dancing. The Aruch HaShulchan has another heter, which is on the Mar Makomos. The Aruch HaShulchan says at the top, Al Nias Daiti Nira Tam Pashat, the Sipa Barika Shalanu Lo Nesra Me Olam. The Bizman Chazal, Hayazeb Echam Ezamer Bukle Shir. They would dance and clap while they were playing music. Al pi seder hashir. It was a dance that went together with the song. It had a certain, everyone knew that this certain song had this certain dance to it, a certain beat to it that everyone would dance to. Nowadays we're not dancing when there's music. When you sing the songs, that's when we start clapping a stomp clap, the law of Pisidre Hashir. It's not based off of this song exactly. So that is what the Aruch HaShulchan comes along with a heter, that it was only prohibited when this dance was made for this song. Maybe you have a line dance, and then you know the women Israeli dancing or something like that. So that is going to be more usser. But if it's a stam dance that you're doing and it's not really connected to the song at all, so then, says Aruch HaShulchan, that's not what Chazal asked. It's unclear where he got it from. And when Rav Asher Weiss quotes this, he says just that, like Mehechetesi, that this would be true. But Rav Nevensol says you could be so mechanic regarding the slow circle dancing again. So we have two reasons to be mekel by walking around Davka in a circle. One would be this Aruch HaShulchan, and another would be that that's not called dancing. Then again, we always have the Ramah to go back on as well, quoting this Tosos. Rav Moshe was asked about dancing, and he gave an even more fascinating head there. So whenever we start talking about Xeros and whether Xero applies or doesn't apply, it's always hard to understand how certain Xeros apply. Like, we know that the Gemara will sometimes say, oh, this is Xero, Xero. And then the Gemara will answer, no, Kulachad Xerahi. Well, how do you know when something is Xero, Xero, and when something is a Kulachad Xerahi? So when the Gemara tells you, that's when you know. Otherwise, you can't make it up yourself. So comes along with Moshe and says, Nirli Nias Daiti, Sha'atamu, Dinechshava Kalo Pashta HaGzera. Rav Moshe thinks that this Gzera is considered to be a Gzera that did not spread. It did not spread to everybody. Afshekvar Pashta Bimehem. Oh, wait. It did spread in the time of Chazal, because they were knowing this way. So it spread then. Aval Kevan Sha'achshav Nishtana Mikafisha Haya Bimehem. Since the times have changed, shenistale katam, that the reason no longer applies, lo nechshav masha pashta be'es shahaya hatam, le pashta gam achshav kishaleka hatam. The fact that the gzera spread in the time of Chazal does not apply to our days when the reason no longer applies. But don't we have a rule that even if the reason no longer applies, once Chazal made a gzera, you need another base to uproot it? Yesh lomar, we could say, says Rav Moshe, that since it's obvious that all the chachamim in the world would agree to uproot this gzeira, since people are violating the gzeira, because we see that even when the reason applied, we would still say not to tell them to stop dancing. We could see from there that if they had the opportunity to uproot the takana, and there'd be no violation, for sure they would want to do that. The problem is, when the reason still applied, so they couldn't uproot it. Once the reason disappears, where it's no longer considered that the gzera has spread, where they could uproot the gzera if they had enough numbers. Quite the chiddush, says Rav Moshe, that we could assume that since the reason no longer applies and everybody is violating an aveira and we don't want them to violate the aveira, that we could assume that all the chachamim would agree to uproot this gzera, and it's like the gzera never spread. Which is quite the fascinating head there of Rav Moshe. He ends up saying, if you skip down for the second to last line, the middle of the line, he says, "Aval kevan shemechaber palik v'tam atosos eino barer hayim en aray lahachmir l'chol apachos abalei nefesh aval adina hachazina shemekil." And he says, "Look, I gave you a reason why it's mutter. I'm trying my best," says Rav Moshe, "and I think it's a good svara. But lamaisa, the mechaber disagrees. He doesn't bring this heter at all. He doesn't bring the tosos at all. And it's unclear what the Tosas actually means, even though I'm giving you a suggestion. So therefore, Balei Nefesh, whoever the Balei Nefesh are, should be Machmir if possible. But Lamaisa Ladina, we see that people really are Mekil. So that is the heter of Rav Moshe. Comes along Rav Asher Weiss and gives a different heter. Rav Asher Weiss says, V'nira bazel l'chora, de'ikar ha'gzeir ha'isa al ha'negina b'klei zemer. The main gzeir was on the music being played. We're afraid if you play a musical instrument, it might break and you'll come to fix it. That makes the most sense. Right? Extending it out to dancing, like you said, maybe you'll just extend it to singing also. So saying you can't play a musical instrument because it might break and you'll come to fix it, that makes sense. But they came along and added a gzera, not to dance and clap and any banging, even when musical instruments aren't playing. Even though it would seem that it's a gzera l'gzera, don't do this because you might come to do this, and if you do this, you might come to do that, which we don't do. Rav Asher Weiss has the ability to say that it's kulachad gzera, even though we could not. The Rambam wrote that whenever you have two gzeras, where without one you won't have the other, then we could count it as one gzera. If we didn't make the gzera of don't dance or clap on Shabbos, then the don't play musical instruments would never last, says Rav Asher Weiss in the understanding of the gzera. Because once we let people clap and dance, they're for sure going to come to play musical instruments. But when the whole reason of the main gzera no longer applies nowadays, so then we're not going to apply the secondary gzera either, which only existed in the first place to support the other gzera. So says Rav Asher Weiss, what is the svara of Tosos? What is Tosos' svara? Tosos' svara is that once the reason for the main gzera doesn't apply anymore, that you might come to fix a musical instrument, so therefore there's no reason to tell you not to play musical instruments anymore, so then the secondary gzera falls by the wayside as well. So far we have a couple different heterim. We have the Ramah, quoting the Tosos, we have this isn't called dancing, we have the Aruch HaShulchan, only line dancing, etc. would be aser. Rav Moshe's fascinating chiddush that if all the Rabbanim got together, they would uproot it because it's like a gzera that did not spread to everybody. And we have Rav Asher Weiss saying that the only reason for this gzera is to support the first gzera, so once the first gzera falls away, second gzera falls away as well. But all of these are really just, they're really just reaching to try and give explanations as to why it will be mutter. But even Rav Asher Weiss, he says in the end, Nara naru pashte v'yinag k'minag makomo kilaso. So you should do whatever they're doing there because everyone has what to rely on. But again, we're all working backwards. I assume that's what Tosos was doing also. He saw that there was a minute to dance, so he tried to give an explanation, if possible. Nir damakilim somchen al shita zo shehevi arama. The other heterim that exist are more specific heterim. Another heter is for mitzvah purposes, it's going to be mutter. This comes from the Maharik Shoresh. The Maharik in Shoresh Test says that you could be mekel by Simchas Torah because of Kavod HaTorah. So what does that mean that you could be mekel by Simchas Torah because of Kavod HaTorah? Why is that the case? So everyone brings down this Maharik, but the Maharik doesn't give a reason, and he doesn't have a source. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara that that's mutter. So Beis Yosef, the Taz, Mishabur, they all bring this. So then the question is, how far do we extend it? The Brihim Agadim says it's only mutter if it's Kavod HaTorah. So dancing in front of a chassan and kala at a Sheva Brachos or something like that would not be mutter, because that's not Kavod HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says this as well. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Ches, look at Sifkat Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'yom Simchas Torah mutter l'rakeid, b'shasha omrim kilusim de Torah mishum Kavod HaTorah. Kevan de leis baze ele mishum shvuz, ava b'shar simcha shal mitzvah, kagom b'nisuin, afilu hachi aser. Only by dancing for Kavod HaTorah would be mutter, but a wedding or Sheva Brachos would not be mutter. V'gam l'Kavod HaTorah in kedai l'hatir ala tipuach barikud, v'lo kishvush v'pahamon v'zagim v'kol shekein shar klei shir da'aser. And even by Kavod HaTorah, you should only be dancing and clapping, but not any more than that. But again, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, it's davka by things which are Kavod HaTorah is where the Maharik would say it's mutter. However, the Yamshel Shlomo in Beitza says Kavod Chasan Chala is mutter also, based on this Maharik. He extends the Maharik from Simchas Torah to Kavod Chasan and Kala. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yud that we just read before seems to say that b'makom mitzvah you can rely on the Tosos. It says ein kedai la'aniach haminach shelo b'makom mitzvah el mishum hanach lahem. So it sounds like b'makom mitzvah you could rely on the Tosos even not by Kavod HaTorah. Now it's true the Shaar Tzion, if you look at the bottom, Shaar Tzion and Zion says achsham mashma merashal de b'makom mitzvah yeshiv soch medina asor satosos Ling in Tipuach Barikud Umibes Yosef Lo Mashma Kain, the Kinkas of Mamar Mordechai, hesitating that maybe by a Sorech Mitzvah you wouldn't be allowed to do it, and it's only that Yamshel Shlomo that would say that it's Mutter. But again, we could probably be Mitzar if this Yamshel Shlomo to something. Also, it's pointed out by the postgame that the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah himself, by Kiddush Levana, says that dancing for Mitzvah is Mutter on Shabbos. If it's a mitzvah that can't be pushed off, why don't we do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos? We don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos because you might come to dance on Shabbos. And you could dance after Shabbos, so better to do Kiddush Levana after Shabbos. But it sounds like from the Shaar Tzion over there that if it were a mitzvah that could not be pushed off, like a Shabbat Brachos, so then you would be allowed to dance on Shabbos. And Maisa Ish brings that the Chazan Ish would dance at an Ufruf on Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss, when discussing this heter of Mako Mitzvah, he says, he quotes this Ma'arik, and he says, Hu adin b'shar simcha, chel mitzvah, delama nechalek be mitzvah le mitzvah, v'chikabar ha-torah gadol mikabar mitzvah simchasa, v'halo kol ha-poskim hebiyu b'halacha, eshe devan ha-mel ha-chayim ha-fazeh tu mechaker lefnei aram bris ha-shem, halo ha-ramba mesov v'chos lula b'hebi pasak zeh ha-simchasachav, v'chol simcha shel mitzvah. So he says it should be true by all instances. And says Rav Asher Weiss that the reason why that a makom mitzvah is going to be mutter, it must be that the gzera was not set in this situation. Because we have two ways of understanding it. Is it that the makom mitzvah is doche the gzera? It overrides the gzera? Or is it just that the gzera was never set in these situations? If you want to say that the mitzvah is doche the gzera, so then it could depend on how big of a mitzvah it is. Kavod HaTorah is big enough to override the gzeira, but nisuin, sheva brachos, ufruf, might not be big enough. But if you say that it was never said in the first place by a makom mitzvah, that would apply to all makom mitzvahs. The nafkamina for this would obviously be dancing sam on Shabbos, dancing at lechadodi, dancing at zmiros, banging at zmiros, all of those things, that might be more of a heter for why some have the minhag of banging on the table, or drumming on the table, or dancing at Kabbalah Shabbos, might be more because they feel that this is called a Tzorech Mitzvah. It's obvious to us that there's a big difference between Hasidim and Litvaks when it comes to the dancing, and even though the lines have become less blurred nowadays, it's clear that there is a difference. And by Hasidim, you'll have Lebedik dancing at Kabbalah Shabbos, etc. But by the Litvaks, you'll have some that won't, you know, even do the circle dancing. So, what's pshat in the Hasidim? So maybe they're saying that it's a Tzorech Mitzvah. The Tshuvas, Minchas Elazar, says that dancing on Yantif is mutter if you become very excited from dancing, because that's Simchas Mitzvah of dancing, just like by Torah. If you really feel it in the Yantif. Others say, Rebbes say that dancing and singing at the time of Zmiros and praise of Hashem awakens one to be happy with Hashem, which is for sure going to be a mitzvah. The Dvar Yehoshua would clap during Zmiros. They asked, oh, isn't it Aser? He said, Hisorus Halev is Simcha Shel Mitzvah on Shabbos. So all these, you know, it could depend on how much emphasis you put on the Simchas Halev in the mitzvah that you're doing, but that is definitely why the Hasidim were a lot more open to dancing and clapping, etc., and all of these things, because they would put it in the category of mitzvah, or say that, you know, how could you have a Kabbalah Shabbos without dancing? It was an interesting note that I saw some bring from the fact that it says that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the happiest days, that the women would go out and they would dance in a circle. So doesn't that show that? Yom Kippur, yeah. Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, they would go around and they would dance in the circle. And it was on Yom Kippur, so don't we see that you're allowed to dance on Yom Kippur? So it could be that was before the Gzeira was made. I don't know when it ended, when they stopped. And is a machol actually the dancing that we're talking about? So that could be a raya that this slow dancing would be okay as well. The poskim say that when it comes to clapping during tefillah or during the drasha, that's okay because, again, you're doing it for emphasis, so it's okay. So to summarize, the bunch of different heterim that we have as to why dancing and clapping would seem to be potentially okay on Shabbos, we have the Ramah, we would rather not rely on straight up because the Ramah himself is unclear. He brings two reasons, Mutav Shiyu Shogin versus this heter of Tosos. So there's a lot of room not to rely on the Tosos. We have the heter of that this isn't called dancing. We have the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan that only line dancing is usher. The heter of Rav Moshe that it was like it never spread. Heter of Rav Asher Weiss, that the two gzeiras are linked for mitzvah purposes. And then the Hasidim are probably going with for mitzvah purposes. So that's probably the heter that we would try and go with to try and extend Kavodah Torah to anything that we're doing. When I asked, when I asked Rav Schechter about it, he wasn't such a fan. But when I asked Rav Miller about Stam banging on the table during Zmiros, because sometimes you can't even help yourself, it's just automatic. When you hear the beat, you start banging. So he thought that the Gzera doesn't mean Stam like this, that that's not what it means. It means someone going like this or something like that. But a Stam banging, that you're just keeping the rhythm. How could you say that that's what Chazal were coming along to Asr? But I'm sure there are others that would say that would be Asr too. The Shmir Shabbos says it. The Shmir Shabbos says you can't bang on the table in rhythm. And he says you can't bang your feet either. It's automatic for us that during davening we'll start going like this or something like that. So it's not so clear that all of these actions are mutter, but we definitely have a lot to rely on. So if you want to say a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, you try and be machmir as much as possible. If you see people that are dancing, you for sure shouldn't say anything to stop them, because there's definitely a lot of room to be lenient. And we should just be aware that when these zeros were made, they were made for a reason, but there's definitely a lot of room to be lenient.